Hello, I'm Donald Stephen from Learning Without Borders, and I'm going to be talking about Edinburgh Castle. So Edinburgh Castle is a historic fortress which totally dominates the skyline of the city from its position on Castle Rock. Archaeologists have studied the area and have concluded that there's always been early settlements there, because of its advantage of being so high up. And there's been a royal castle on the rock since at least the reign of the 12th century. It's a world-famous icon of Scotland, and it's a World Heritage Site. It's been voted one of the top UK attractions, and it's definitely Scotland's number one paid-for tourist attraction. So it's got quite a complex history, which you can learn about if you go and visit. There's lots to see. It's certainly worth a visit. I would say at least 2 hours. It's very large. A highlight, I think, is the prison for prisoners of war in the 1800s. I find that quite interesting personally. It also has the crown jewels of Scotland, the Stone of Destiny, and a famous 15th century gun called the Mons Meg, which is a giant cannon, and the 1 o'clock gun, which goes off every day at 1 o'clock in Edinburgh. Part of the castle that's famous in August is the Esplanade, which is a sort of large square outside the castle. And every year in August, the Edinburgh Military Tattoo takes place there. And the basis of each performance is a parade of the massed pipes and drums of the Scottish Army. Since it started in 1950, the tattoo has developed to include a variety of performers around the world, often other military bands. The end of the show, which is called The Tattoo, is a lone piper on the castle battlements who plays in memory of dead soldiers. It's a very famous event, and it attracts audiences of about 220,000 people each year, and is also shown on television in 30 other countries. The castle's certainly worth a visit, and if you're there in August, going to see the Edinburgh Military Tattoo there, would be quite a novelty of a show to see as well.